Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. You are listening to Auroville News from Auroville for Auroville today and tomorrow. And today is Thursday, 11th of December, and here right now is mostly sunny on 22 degrees Celsius, but the weather forecast for today predicts the interval of clouds and sunshine with a couple of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, and rather cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm around over the night. Temperatures from low 23 to high 29 with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 78%. On Friday 12, Saturday 13 and Sunday 14 at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India in International Zone, we can see a theatre play, a classical comedy, Odd Couple by Neil Simmons from 1965. This one brought to us on the stage of Sri Aurobindo Auditorium is directed by Francesca with, of course, our known Auroville actors. Plot of the play says that Felix Unger, an erotic neat-freak news writer, a photographer in the television series, is thrown out by his wife and moves in with his friend Oscar Madison, a slovenly sports writer. Despite Oscar's problems, careless spending, excessive gambling, a poorly kept house filled with a spoiled food, he seems to enjoy life. Felix, however, seems utterly incapable of enjoying anything and only finds purpose in pointing out his own and other people's mistakes and foibles. Even when he tries to do so in a gentle and constructive way, his corrections and suggestions prove extremely annoying to those around him. Oscar, his closest friend, feels compelled to throw him out after only a brief time together, though he quickly realizes that Felix has had a positive effect on him. At Vitanga in Samasti, it will be inaugurated on Saturday 13 at 3 p.m, an exhibition of workers' collection, and the next day on Sunday 14 at 4 p.m, German Pavilion presents film The Perceptible Breed, a film portrait of Il Middendorf. Following is a short interview with Devanangi Ramakrishnan from Intact Pondicherry, Urban Design Collective, India Nostrum Theatre and Snuff Puppets, which they are presenting People's Puppet Project in Pondicherry, International Workshop from 15 to 28 of December. Good morning, Devanangi.
Good morning.
Thank you for talking to us. You are working for Intact Pondicherry Urban Design Collective, correct?
Yes, I'm an architect and urban designer, and I work at Intact Pondicherry. Uh-huh. I'm also a co-trustee at Urban Design Collective, a non-profit that works to spread the message of how we can make our cities more livable.
Uh-huh. And also preserve the heritage, yeah?
And also preserve heritage.
Yes. But anyhow, I think this month, starting from Monday, you're having a big project coming up, yeah? People's Puppets Project?
Yes.
Can you tell us something about it?
The idea of the project was planted as a seed by our late friend Ajit Kojalgi. Mm-hmm. He dreamed, he wanted to have a street play or some sort of performance that highlighted the traditional Tamil architecture of the boulevard town, mm-hmm. the Thinnai and the Thalvaram. Mm-hmm. That was the start of the idea. We then developed a script and a play and looked far and wide as to how we can realize this. At that moment, we came upon these artists from Australia called Snuff Puppets. Uh-huh. They're a theater company specialized in building giant-sized puppets that can then become a part of a street parade or a play or some such other thing. Mm-hmm. They had come to India in 2012 to Mumbai to work with a local NGO there in Dharavi. Mm-hmm. So we invited them, they agreed, and we developed a concept to have a people's puppet project, a participatory workshop where people from all backgrounds come together to work with Snuff Puppet artists, mm-hmm. to design and conceptualize a performance around the theme of heritage conservation. Mm-hmm. The artists then guide the participants on how to design and build puppet characters that can be used in this performance. And the artists also guide the participants on how to perform inside the puppets themselves. These puppets are up to 5 meters tall, and it requires up to 4 people to
hold them,
perform inside one puppet. So it will be quite an exciting workshop.
But everyone is welcome to this workshop, or is there any requirements?
The only requirement is that they be 13 years or upwards. There needs to be a certain sort of maturity to work with a few tools, and also to sort of fit inside the puppet. People and young people, old people from all backgrounds, and of different professions, non-professionals, are welcome.
So everybody.
Because now puppet artists are specially trained to guide, diverse community groups to work and build puppets. So there is no restriction of who can participate or not.
Okay.
The workshop is about 10 days. It starts on the 15th and ends on the 24th, the intense design and build workshop. It would be good if participants can stay for the entire duration of the workshop. It's from the 15th to the 24th, 9 to 5. Is the kind of commitment required to participate in the workshop.
So at the end, those puppets on 28th of December will be going through Pondi on the streets, or the play is already known, or how?
The puppets are ready on the 24th. On the 25th, we take a day off for Christmas. On the 26th and 27th, we are aiming at public performances in Pondicherry. We have envisioned 2 public performances, one in the Tamil Quarter and one in the French Quarter on the 26th and 27th. What the nature of these performances will be exactly, whether it will be a single location performance or a parade, will be the outcome of this workshop that participants will also come up with.
So they will also have to come up with some kind of story,
Which the which the artist will guide them through. On the 28th, we will perform at Dakshina Chitra Cultural Center in Chennai, after which the puppets and the participants will return to Pondicherry.
Cool. How the whole thing, it will be financed? Because to create 5 meters puppets, it's not an easy task. You need a lot of materials, and also the people who are coming for snuff puppets, they need to stay somewhere. They need to, it requires some finances,
Yes.
So how is that?
I can explain that.
Please.
Snuff puppets have received generous grant from the India-Australia Council of the Government of India. To be able to conduct this workshop in Pondicherry. They are here at the invitation of Intact Pondicherry and Urban Design Collective. Snuff Puppet will be providing a little bit of the grant to Intact Pondicherry and Urban Design Collective towards the puppet building materials. Further, there has been a generous amount of support from Intact Delhi Chapters Division to Intact Pondicherry for expenses towards the workshop. And third and most important, there has been tremendous support from local businesses and individuals, guest houses, etc. in Pondicherry through sponsorships and cash in kind towards the workshop. We're trying to keep a really lean budget so that we can cover the expenses of the workshop.
Okay. Devangi, thanks a lot, and we hope somebody from Rovira will also come to participate in this exciting workshop. Otherwise, we will see the performance on 26 and 27 in Pondicherry, in Frenchtown, and in Tamil part, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for today. Wish you a nice day.
Same to you. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
On 15 of December, 20 students of graduate course of photography of the Sri Aurobindo Center for Arts and Communication in Delhi will be holding a photographic workshop in Orville for a month. Sebastian will be teaching the workshop. The students will be housed at the Tibetan Pavilion and they will use classroom and exhibition space at Kala Kendra. The theme of the workshop is Eyes on Orville. The students will produce individual or group photographic essays on various themes using Orville as campus. At the outset of the stay, they will spend several days being exposed to Orville in guided tours. The images produced will be made available to the Orville archive for possible use in the future. At the conclusion of the month-long stay, they will exhibit the images produced in a three-day exhibition to be held at Kala Kendra Gallery and share with the Orville community. If there are any Orville groups that have specific topics that need to be documented, Sebastian can propose the topics to the students. We can contact Sebastian at the sebiquarters@hotmail.com. Following is an update from Matrimadin team reminding us that the busy season is upon us and Orvillians running courses, workshops and tours should note that from December 18 to March 1st, we should not include a visit to Matrimadin other than a viewing point in our itineraries. The current practice of bringing all the members of your groups to make the individual bookings for the inner chamber cannot be accommodated during this period due to the very high demand from the other individuals. They would like to also take this opportunity to let us know the Sunday, December 21st and 28th and January 4th, the inner chamber will be available for Orvillians only from 11:45 a.m. after the visitors' hours due to the large number of visitors expected during that time. The rest of the day, the timing for Orvillians will continue to be as usual. Apologies for the inconvenience and thanks for your kind understanding and cooperation. Next Friday, 19, Fashion Fiesta, a day with stylists dressing up in organic cotton, creating social impact while dressing. Upasana invites us to join for fashion party. We can model ourselves with the help of their stylists to walk away home with clothes. This event will run on gift economy, so no convention and billing. But we are still welcome to contribute generously, as our contribution will be sponsoring for Tsunamika event. And the time is from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and show is at 4 p.m. And we can sign in or write to office@upasana.in. And here's the word from us, from Orville Radio team. Our survey specialist Lionel has been busy collecting information in order to create a sample population and meeting with Harini, who is also involved in data collection for service for the survey. Once this is done, we will share and present his work in an interview, as it will be sound basis for any other media or groups interested in conducting an accurate survey, and it will help to build a transparent and accessible database for Orville. Regarding Ankur and the sound barrier matter, we are answering further queries by the management regarding the radio's future plans and the FM project. We are still looking for people any age, race or creed who are passionate in communication and would like to share the joy of creation. We are also looking for the people skilled in website development, because we would like to merge the Orville radio site with the Orville TV site. Our Facebook account is temporarily out of service since we are migrating our page into a more convenient profile. Volunteers are always welcome to join us at any time, so just please come and meet us on the ground floor of the town hall. But you can also reach us on 262-3331, and the members of the team are Reno, Andrea and Miriam. At Eco Film Club at Sedano Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Orangutan King from 2005, produced by BBC. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. you can see adventure science fiction The Maze Runner, made in 2014 by director Wes Ball. And at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. French comedy drama Lulu Naked Woman, made in France in 2013 by director Solvik Anspach. On Saturday, we can see an international drama, Hawaii Oslo, made in Denmark, Sweden, Norway in 2004 by director Eric Pope. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, animation comedy Family, The Lorax, made in USA in 2012 by director Chris Renaud. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. within Fritz Lang Film Festival, we can see crime thriller The Big Heat, made in USA in 1953 by, of course, Fritz Lang. And the mother wrote, "Like a flame that burns in silence, like a perfume that rises straight upward without wavering, my love goes to thee. And like the child who does no reason and has no care, I trust myself to thee, that thy will might be done, that thy light may manifest, thy peace radiate, thy love cover the world. When thou willest, I shall be in thee, thyself, and there shall be no more other distinction. I await that blessed hour without impatience of any kind, letting myself flow irresistibly toward it, as a peaceful stream of flow toward the boundless ocean." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on Orville Radio. Dot org.